Good evening, it's Tawanda with Appliance Installations. How may I help you?
Hi, sweetheart. This is Nina from XPO.
Hey, Nina.
And I have to, I don't want to blindside you. That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, what's going on?
And Pro Island Hood.
A Pro Island Hood.
Uh-huh. It's scheduled for tomorrow, but it's not on the route. I don't see it.
For Miss Safer?
For Miss Miss Shakira.
Miss Shakira. So,
and Miss Shakira says she's been just rescheduled and rescheduled. I'm like, Lord, let me call to one.
Yeah, because
in my head.
They sent us out there. First of all, they sent out somebody from Best Buy. I guess they were supposed to be IHA to do consultation. And they told Miss Schaefer that it'll fit, it'll go up with no problem, and we can do whatever.
No measure was done.
No measure was done. And that's what they're supposed to do because they're IHA. That's part of their job. So they ordered the unit. It's sitting at her house. They sent us out there for the installation, and we look, and she has this, like, 3-inch wide crown molding going across along the wall by the ceiling. She needs support brackets installed, and a couple other things needs to be done. We don't cut crown molding. First of all, her house was just remodeled, and we're not cutting that crown molding. But also, I saw it in the notes where she's requesting a different team to come out, and they keep sending it back to us. So I called Kendra earlier and told her about it, and she said she was sending it back so they can get another team to go out there.
Okay, so you said they need crown molding cut?
Well, when we were out there, she needed to have the crown molding cut that was up along the wall by the ceiling. And I think it was like some support beams behind the wall that needed to be installed or something. I can't remember everything because it was a while ago.
I mean, you got a good member, though, because, hey, this is something. crown molding cut support beams. Uh-huh. They need to be removed?
No, it needed to be behind the wall to support the hood. Certain hoods, you can't just mount them
install
straight to the wall.
Behind the wall.
Yeah, they have
okay.
to have that support behind the wall. And she was saying that she wasn't paying for anything else because they told her that everything was fine and we would do everything, and that's not how that works.
Now, she did say Best Buy was going to pay for everything because of everything that happened.
Well, Best Buy is saying they're not paying it. So, and that was the last update I got because this is how her home is configured. And that's something she has to take up with Best Buy. Now, per the notes, it says that the additional work is done. So it sounds like it ain't done if she's saying Best Buy is supposed to be paying for it.
Mm-hmm. But, that's what she called today.
Mm-hmm.
For her time frame.
We weren't going because one, that additional work hadn't been done, and two,
excuse me.
What was the other thing? She said she wanted a different team out.
They don't know what they be talking about when they say that.
Yeah, if you look at the notes, if you look at the last few notes, it'll say that customers requesting the a different team to come out for the install.
Meaning, she's not talking about you all.
Well, we were already out there.
Okay.
We were the only install team out there, so I don't know if she wants a different team than the one that was out last time, then that'll be somebody other than us.
Oh. Let me ask you this, Tawan. So another technician on your team couldn't go out there, or season
no,
tech?
Tyrone is the only one that covers that area, and he drives
okay.
4 hours to get there.
Oh, bless him. Bless him.
Right.
Bless better call Tyrone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we don't have no other technicians that can go out there because we're not even near Savannah. I'm 3.5 hours from Savannah.
What?
Right. I'm 3.5 and he's 4.5.
My. What else? How's the weather there?
Oh, it's getting warm. It's pretty nice the last couple of days. We had a little rain the other day, but other than that, I mean, it's been good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we got that summer weather. This week is winter. Next week is hurricane, tornado. The next week is summer. I don't know what we're doing.
But I mean, I can talk to Tyrone and see. I mean, because if she's saying I told him what the note said, that she wanted a different tech team. He was like, okay, then she can deal with them about, you know, getting another tech team to come out. That don't have anything to do with us.
And see, she don't know what she was talking about, because I said, this is one of my favorite, you know, technician companies. Now, if she would have told me, talking about she wanted a different tech team, I would have said, ma'am, you're sadly incorrect.
Yeah. And then, like I said, that all that additional work needs to be done before we can install it. That's not included in the installation. All that stuff is supposed to be done already. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, and then, so she would need a carpenter or a who to do that? A plumber?
I have no idea. She would need some kind of contractor.
A handyman.
But see, the problem is, if they look at the specs for that hood and then they cut the crown molding to specific width of the vent hood, it's still not going to work, because he needs a little bit more than the exact amount in order to connect the vent cover that goes up to the ceiling. So it's a lot more in depth than she knows it is, and I understand the frustrations of keep getting rescheduled and rescheduled. But this is why we told them that we wouldn't be able to assist with this job, because we're not going to take the liability portion of it.
Too much. I mean, additional work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, DOD, you call DOD, and they're going to say, no, we're not covering that. That's how her house is made. You know, the install doesn't have anything to do with her crown molding, and if it needs to be cut, she has to get it cut. You know, they're not paying for all that stuff anymore.
Needs crown. Ooh, crown molding cut. Support beams installed behind the wall to support Allen.
I mean, I can call Tyrone on the other line and double check for everything that needed to be done, but you got to give me a minute, okay?
Okay, and tell him to make sure he requests double mileage plus compensation for even agreeing to do it. Did I say that?
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Hey, Miss Nina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, he said the main thing that he remembers was that crown molding. But he did tell them that he would have to decline the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that kind of falls in line with why she requested another technician. It's a liability risk for him, is what he's saying. It's a liability risk. Yeah, they call Kendra.
I'll message her.
Yeah.
Want me tag you in it?
Today. Ma'am?
You want me tag you in the email?
You can. You can.
I will do that. I'll let her know that.
I did talk to her this morning and let her know that they put it back on us again. So she
It's not going to be back on you now because I'm finna put it. Who's scared? Oh, the Best Buy store be doing that.
Uh-huh. There's a couple of orders they kept doing that with. Just kept resending it and resending it. We're like, why they keep resending it? We keep sending it back.
Girl, good. I'm putting pending inquiry schedule.
Yeah, we can't assist with this order. We told them that along.
Additional
the
work
beginning.
Needed.
Yeah, but we told them that in the beginning.
They'll get the picture.
Yeah, it was just a bit much when we were there. And he doesn't feel comfortable. It's with the liability risk on this one. So, yeah, he's declining. They can find her somebody else to go out. Wake up, Tosh. I'm trying to keep my 3-year-old. Yeah, he's falling asleep. Sit up, boo. No, leave me alone.
Oh, how old is he?
He's 3. He's fresh self, so I leave him alone.
Oh, 3.
Come on, boo.
That's your baby.
This is my grandbaby. He's the last one.
Your grandbaby. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no grandchildren. I don't know what Paul and Cameron waiting on. They said. Paula says she gonna wait till she get out of college and get married.
Oh, she in college, but
that's okay.
Don't rush her. Mm-mm, don't rush her.
But that 34-year-old ain't got a child. I'm scared to give her one. Her patience ain't good.
My 31-year-old, he's the oldest. He don't have any either, and he doesn't want any. Now he said if it happens, then he'll be excited. But as far as wanting one, no. Because he said his nieces and nephews keep him more than busy.
What you mm-hmm. say? Because I told my sister, I said, y'all cheering like our children. Mm-hmm. Y'all crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just like my kids.
Yeah.
But everybody got grandkids with me.
Don't rush. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a whole different type of love. But don't rush.
Oh, yeah.
I got 6. One child got...
Oh, bless you.
My kids have 3 children. Yep, and one has none.
Ain't that mm-hmm. something? And that's fascinating. Yep. I mean, I told my kids they better have as much as they beg me for money. Y'all
I'm
gonna take
you,
the money out the grandchildren.
Once them grandbabies come, them kids can't get nothing. It's all about the grandbabies.
All about mm-hmm. the grands. Isn't that so? I'm gonna tell her that the corporate office will follow back up
yeah.
with her if give them time to see could they get
mm-hmm.
someone else. That's the reason why she hadn't
exactly.
gotten followed.
Exactly.
Okay, not a problem.
Exactly.
See, I'm not going to even, but he declined it, and that's all,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why
mm-hmm.
I called him.
Yeah.
Not
all
a
right.
problem. I'll
Thank
let her
you.
Know that you're welcome. And then Kendra, they moved
yes,
on up
so happy for
to
her.
The top.
So happy for her.
When she came to Montgomery, it's a couple of us that's been here since bot day. So when I walked in at 9:00, she just
Aww.
Rushed and hugged me and everybody just started looking. I was like, y'all don't understand. This is a family
right.
amongst a family. We've been here. She remember
uh-huh.
when I was new. You remember when I, because you used to show me a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. Can't you say Nina? And then she asked me, did I want, I was like, no, I don't want to, I like where I'm at now at home. I'm working at home.
I know that's right. Yeah, but she's doing an awesome
home.
Job.
But I'll send, and she be putting my name, Nina, X-A-S-K Nina. I said, oh, Lord, what did I messed up? Because she know my
uh-huh.
notes be so exact
uh-huh.
until.
okay.
But I'll send
yeah,
this over there to her. And
yeah.
Hey, 2 declines
yep.
mean
Thank
somebody
you.
Else. Oh, you're welcome. Right. Well, have a good night, Tawanda. Kiss some grandbabies for me.
All right.
This is Nina at XPS.